Hey roofers, after helping over 1,900 contractors make more net profit and avoid some pretty serious cash crunches by simply planning ahead, I'm going to be hosting an annual planning web class with Ryan Groth, CEO of Sales Transformation Group.
On November 4th, join us as we talk about the top roofing contractors in the country and how they're planning their off-season to not see a slowdown, but actually increase sales and hit their goals. We'll also talk about an amazing sales training plan to help you crush 2026.
Plus, we're going to be giving away a tried and tested framework for annual planning and cash flow projections you can use to prepare your year ahead and predict your profit. Don't leave 2026 to chance. Join us on November 4th and get your plan in place before it's too late.
This is a web class you will not want to miss. Click the link below to sign up. We'll see you there.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Contractor Evolution, the podcast by Breakthrough Academy. Take a second to think about this. What moments in your life can you remember that have completely shaped your entire outlook on the world? Maybe it was a time you got some solid advice. Maybe it was a time you spent with a loved one. Maybe it was a hard lesson that you had to learn in order to become a better person. I certainly, too, have moments like this. Moments that have sparked change in me and have left their mark in me pretty well forever. Moments that have turned into habitual mantras that I continue to tell myself to this day. Today, I want to share some of these with you. And we might call them habits, but really, they're just ways of being. These are four principles that have changed the way I live my life forever, and I hope that they'll help you live yours to the fullest. So let's dive in. You're listening to Contractor Evolution, the podcast by Breakthrough Academy, where we systemize contracting businesses for growth. Keep listening to learn how the world's top contractors scale their companies, build killer teams, and make more while working less. Habit number one, and I apologize in advance, but the principle is it. You see, like many of us, at a young age, I developed a pretty hardcore victim mentality. I was not the confident person that you see before you today. I struggled heavily with dyslexia, which actually led me to failing grade 4, transferring multiple schools due to bullying. And for myself, at some point, I actually questioned whether I wanted to even be here anymore. And this was kind of how I lived my daily life, right? With a big cloud over my head raining on me all the time. And you could tell from a distance, Danny Kerr wasn't a very happy human. Until one day, I remember walking up the stairs in school, worrying a ton about my acne, what everyone was thinking of me. I'm this sweaty, socially awkward teenager. And these simple words came to my mind that they never left me. It's f*** it. I can't let everyone else be in charge of my happiness all the time, because by caring so much about what everybody else thinks all the time, that's essentially what I was doing. And it was robbing me of my ability to focus on what I actually care about. Which really, there wasn't a lot of things. There was a few. But by worrying about what everybody else was thinking, I was denying myself even those few things. And I watched pretty instantaneously as this shifted me, not only in my internal language, but how my confidence appeared to others, which actually made them treat me quite differently, in a good way. And as a result, I was able to go do what mattered to me. And things that had plagued me for years, like reading and writing and getting an A in school, which seemed impossible at the time, suddenly wasn't so hard. And I went from being a failing student to getting a 4.0 GPA. You see, what I learned is learning not to care so much about all the other things in life frees you up to care about the things that actually do. And whether it's a pimple on your forehead or the size of some other competitor's business compared to you, you need to shut down the negative language where you're constantly thinking about what other people think of you, right? Because it's critical as an entrepreneur that we're able to go be free and do what we do best. Right? When you start your own thing, people are going to probably think you're weird. They're probably not going to believe in you. And everyone's going to be quick to tell you that you're probably doing it wrong. But if you don't learn to say fuck it every once in a while, you're going to burn out fast. At some level, if you're struggling with this, you need to reach down deep and go back to why you're doing what you're doing. Because I bet you it has nothing to do with all the negative chatter going on in your head right now. I bet you it has to do with things that truly inspire you, things that you're great at, and things that really ultimately matter to you. And those are the things you need to focus on to propel you and your business and your own mindset forward. Hey guys, quick question before we continue the episode. If you could get a custom roadmap for growing your business in 5 minutes, would it be worth your time? After tracking the growth of over 1,900 contracting businesses since 2015, we've put together a 5-minute quiz you can go take right now that draws on a massive pool of data. You'll get instant access to a personalized report that's going to tell you which one of the four phases of contractor growth you're actually in right now. How your company stacks up in the 6 core areas of business compared with industry benchmarks. And what to go do next, including customized resources, tools, and templates you'll have access to right away. No waiting around for an email or filling out a million separate forms. The link is in the description, so go check it out. Now, back to the episode. Habit number two, asking yourself, how can I? Fast forward a few more years. I'm 18 years old. I've started a franchise with a company called College Pro Painters, and I've gotten myself in way over my head. You see, I've never run a business before, let alone even painted. I had painting crews that were quitting on me. I had jobs that were running over budget. I certainly wasn't making any money, and I'm working till 12 o'clock at night almost every single day. And I kept telling myself, I can't do this. And that anxiety of not being able to do this, not thinking I was able to do this, grew inside of me day after day after day. And I remember the job that finally broke me. We were trying to get to a gable on a 30-foot ladder, and we just couldn't reach the peak. And so we couldn't paint the peak. And I was ready to just quit. I remember calling my coach and just saying, bro, I can't do this. Like, this is not possible. I can't paint. I can't run a business. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And he gave me one piece of advice that I'll never forget. He said, Danny, there has been so many challenges that you have had and I've had far greater ones in business and painting since I've started this. And there's never been a thing that I couldn't figure out how to do. But the first step you have to do is stop saying, I can't, and start asking, how can I? You see, I realized in that moment, I spent so much time saying, I can't do this. I was limiting my ability to even problem solve the issue. This immediately took me from like anxiety mode to problem solving mode. And I found this was better than just lying to myself and saying I can, because somewhere deep down my brain's like, you don't know how to. And I found this far better than just saying I can't, because like I said earlier, this just removes my ability to think through this and ultimately creates a ton of limiting beliefs. But by asking how can I started to think through and process through if I absolutely had to figure this out, what kind of options would I have? And for this specific scenario, trying to get to that last gable, I remember looking at a big extension pole, looking at a roll of duct tape, and taping a brush to the end of the extension pole and cutting the top of the gable with the brush. Problem solved. Game on. Let's keep moving. Right? See, I see this in life all the time. People try and swim upstream and say, I can, and they go against the current. And I ultimately think that just leads to exhaustion. Other people just get defeated and they're just like, I can't. And they just float downstream and let any kind of obstacle hit them. And they're like, see, I told you I'd fail. But by asking, how can I? I'm still going with the flow. I'm still looking at what's ahead of me, but I'm not allowing things to just slam me in the face. I'm slowly paddling left, slowly paddling right, and slowly problem solving my way through very hard decisions and very hard instances that happen all the time in business and in life. You see, if there's ever one guarantee in entrepreneurship or being a business owner, it's that obstacles, problems, and crises, they're going to happen. But instead of approaching them with this false, like, I can't, or dejecting them with I can'ts, start to learn how to say, how can I? This is going to make you a much better problem solver, a much stronger leader, and overall just like happier person. Habit number three, relinquishing control. After many years running my franchise, I took on a role as a general manager with College Pro. I was now responsible for training and managing 15 individual franchises and their entire teams, and really was responsible for the success of every single one of them. And I was kind of willing to do anything to help them be successful and hit their goals. I kind of became obsessed with it, became a bit of an ego of mine. If someone wasn't meeting their goals, I put in all the energy I had to help them hit. And it became a bit of a mantra on my team even, where they're like, man, if you're doing bad, just tap into that Danny Octane. I remember one franchisee calling me at 2 a.m, out of gas on the side of the road, and needed me to come help them. Sure enough, I jump out of bed and I'm up till 3 or 4 a.m, getting them back so they can get home safe and be ready for production in the morning. Another franchisee who didn't have enough money to get through the next week. So there I am e-transferring the money so they can continue on their operation. You see, I thought I was helping everyone out by being their savior. But all I was really doing, if I was honest and I reached down deep and really analyzed myself, is I was just fueling my own ego. And the more I jumped in to save the day, the more reliant my team became on me. And meanwhile, the people who were doing really well without my constant involvement, they weren't really getting any of my attention or support at all. You see, I had to learn to let go. I can't do everyone's job for them, and I can't save everyone either. I have to let adults be adults and relinquish control. As a leader, your job is to support your people, but it's not to control them. And the sooner you learn to let go, the sooner you can start investing your time and energy into what's really, actually important. Habit number four, it'll be fine. After many years at College Pro and a few other experiences in between, I finally went on to found Breakthrough Academy. And it grew pretty fast. See, it started with just a handful of members who wanted to benefit from franchise-level systems in their business and a few coaches, including myself, that were helping implement them. But as demand grew, so did the need for more systems, bigger teams, more sophisticated sales and marketing, and a much larger overhead load on a month-to-month basis. And suddenly, there were more complex problems that needed to be solved. And the stakes of poor decision-making, they felt massive. It was through experiences like this that I learned to remind myself, it'll be fine. When things are moving fast and people are relying on us, it's easy to feel like the problems that we're dealing with are life or death. Right? And we can worry about that 10% chance of things going wrong, or we can focus on the 90% chance that it probably won't, right? Past performance does predict future results, and you have gotten yourself to a certain level of success for a reason. And the reality is, even if it does go wrong, you're still probably going to be fine. See, one thing I've always kept close to me is that I grew up in North America. I won the genetic lottery. And business, really, you should see it more as a game than a life or death race. We've already been blessed with the ability to have our basics met for us. And yes, we could lose it all, but I guarantee you, you're still going to be able to eat, sleep, poop, and breathe. And although that might sound a little raw, it's true. And there's a lot of people in the world that don't have those luxuries. And by being able to have the honor to be an entrepreneur, I should feel blessed to be in that position, not fearful. You see, I find one of the greatest dissolvers of stress is gratitude. It's looking around and seeing where you live and your access to food and the people who care about you and realizing it'll be fine. And that 10% time that it does actually go wrong, be proud of it, no matter what everybody else has to say. That 10% was an enabler to allow you to hit the other 90% of success that you've had in your life. By focusing more on the gratitude side of things, you're going to relieve a lot of stress, which ultimately is going to allow you to think more clearly. And reminding yourself that it'll be fine, it frees you up to take real risks and enjoy the journey and have a good life and stop fixating on the bad. Okay, that's all four. Part of my French. How can I? Relinquishing control and it'll be fine. Four habits, mantras, and mindsets that I use to guide finding joy in my business, my family, and my life. If any of these resonate with you, make sure you let me know in the comments. Or if you've got ones of your own, make sure you share them with the community. But overall, just thanks for tuning in. And I hope you enjoyed hearing my story as much as I enjoyed sharing it. So this is Danny Kerr signing off, wishing you all a great week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Contractor Evolution. If you've already subscribed to our podcast, consider sharing this episode with another contractor that you think needs to hear it.